From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
An unusual horned comet has been hanging around the night sky the last week or so, and it's expected to make an appearance during the total solar eclipse on April 8th. Now, the comet's official name is Comet 12P Pons-Brooks, but it's also called the Devil Comet because of its horned appearance. But the celestial object only completes one orbit around the sun about every 71 years, similar to Halley's Comet, which makes the odds of observing it for close study a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Given that the comet will not pass by Earth again for decades, collective observations by astronomers could provide key insights into the true nature and behavior of Pons-Brooks. The comet will make its closest pass of the sun on April 21st, coming within about 74.4 million miles. The comet will then make its closest pass of Earth on June 2nd, but it will be 139.4 million miles away from our planet, so not to worry, it will not pose any kind of risk. For those in the northern hemisphere, the last days of March offer the best view. After April 2nd, the comet is on track to move into the daytime sky and will not be visible at night, but it will be visible when the moon's shadow temporarily blocks the sun's face from view on April 8th. After the comet's closest approach to the sun in late April, the comet will shift to the southern night sky and only be visible to those in the southern hemisphere. Jean-Louis Pons and William Robert Brooks independently observed the comet for the first time in 1812. But the comet has likely made many trips around the sun over thousands of years, long before astronomers thought of comets as anything other than a ball of light in the night sky. That's all for now. There are more stories and regional forecasts at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news from AccuWeather.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.